Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
8.33. Now, regular listeners will know that our regular questions has been transformed into Julian and Lucy's questions Christmas Advent Calendar Quiz on Cambridge Breakfast. And it's all because we're raising money at this time of year for Cambridge City Food Bank's Warm Homes campaign. It's aiming to help families struggling with their energy bills during the winter months. I'm pleased to say that on the line is Margaret Sayner from the organisation. Good morning to you, Margaret. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Julian. Thank you for having me along
good
on the
morning.
Show.
You're most morning, welcome indeed. Look, Margaret, tell us about the service and how it works in, shall we say, normal times, if there is such a thing anymore.
I don't know that there is, but so the Warm Home scheme, obviously we provide, we're known for providing food for people, but it's no use providing food for people if they can't cook it, or if they're really sitting in a cold house. There are too many people faced with a choice of, do they turn the heating on and go without food, or do they have something to eat but sit there shivering, you know, wrapped up in their coats. And that's not a way anybody ought to be. So the Warm Home scheme, we work with various agencies around the city, and they can refer people in to the Warm Home scheme, and then we give them a voucher. It's only available for people who are on the prepayment meters. But we give them a voucher which they can take along with their prepayment token to either the post office or their local shop, and get their meter topped up. At the moment, they get £49. In the summer, it's less, because obviously, you know, people use less energy. And that can go on either their gas or their electricity, or they can get the shop to split it across both.
And it doesn't matter what company you're attached to, because that's the complication these days, isn't it, for many people. It's, you know, you've got all sorts of different electricity companies and gas companies, even though it's the same electricity and the same gas.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter as to where it comes from. The money, the voucher, is good across all of those.
Yeah, the only difference is that if they're on British Gas, they have to go to the post office, and it's a different voucher number. Because British Gas work with the post office.
Right, okay, now that's understood.
So, Margaret, is this the first time that you've done the Warm Home campaign at this time of year, or is this something that you've been doing for a number of years now?
We've been running it for several years. Well, we used to be part of a scheme, which the Trussell Trust, we're part of the Trussell Trust network of food banks, and they had a scheme, a national one, that we were fortunate to be part of. That stopped towards the end of last year when the funding came to an end. So we decided to start our own scheme to replace it.
Yeah.
And this is the trouble, isn't it, I guess? There is the uncertainty, obviously, for those people who, for whatever reason, can't afford to heat their homes, or, as you say, to enable to cook the food that they have. You've got that on the one side, and by the sounds of things, there's also the uncertainty that you have as an organisation as to whether or not you'd be able to help them over a certain period of time.
Yeah, we've got some funding from the Cambridge City Council to help us support the scheme. Mm. That's specifically for people who are in difficulties because of the coronavirus pandemic, and obviously that's affecting a lot of people who would normally be doing absolutely fine. But
exactly.
This year, coronavirus.
Right, we were going to ask, actually. I mean, you know, it's obviously a service that is used in normal times, you know, using that word with inverted commas now. But with the pandemic, just give us an idea of what's happened to your organisation this year. Increase in numbers, increase really in, I wonder, if even in the generosity of people, like giving to the service.
Yeah, so at the beginning of the pandemic, we saw a huge increase in numbers. And then it quietened off a bit, because Cambridge is very fortunate. There are a lot of community support groups who got going, and they're still running. But we are now, as the winter comes on, we're seeing the numbers going up. I don't have the full figures for November yet, but October was our busiest October in the 10 years we've been running. And the anecdotal evidence from our centres suggests that November is going to be just as busy, and also December. We had one of our centres last Friday provided food for over 100 people.
And when people come to you, what sort of stories are they telling you as to why they've needed to draw on your services?
It's all sorts of stories. It's people who've been furloughed. It's people now who are starting to lose their jobs. They've got through their savings. There was a woman in one of the centres I was at last week who said that her son had just started an apprenticeship at the start of the pandemic, but he's lost that. So, that's some income that she was expecting to be coming in that isn't. And it's just a whole range of people who never thought they would be using a food bank.
Yeah.
Who are now finding that they're having to come to us. And we're very grateful for all the people who provide food and money, whether that's for our general funds or for the warm home scheme, that we're able to help those people. That we're not in a position where we're having to turn people away and say, "I'm sorry, the cupboard's bare."
Yeah,
we've got the food. We've had an army of volunteers step forward, and as I say, a large number of people happy to donate food to us.
Fantastic. That's really great to see. How do we go about, if people were interested in getting involved or giving a donation, how do you go about doing that?
The best thing to do is to go onto our website. That's www.cambridgecityfoodbank.org.uk. I'll just Google it.
That's what we're doing.
That's what works with our questions every morning, so it's good for this too.
Margaret, our final question, actually, before we let you go, just to let you know at the moment, so we've been running our competition for about 2.5 weeks now.
Yeah.
We've raised in the region of about £300. We are definitely going to push the competition over the next couple of days.
Really good. Thank you.
Fantastic. If you could give us an idea, on Friday, I'm going to hand over the tin of money to you. A good solid 300 at least is going to be in there. Where are our donations going to go? What are they going to help with you guys to do with?
So they will go to help us provide more vouchers to help people with their fuel over the next few weeks. There are a lot of people using who need the service being referred in by these agencies. We will use all that money.
Mm. Brilliant.
Well, that's good. Well, hopefully we will have £300 in the bank, as it were. It's not a real tin. We don't think that would be COVID compliant. But we will we'll certainly get that money to you one way or another, hopefully before Christmas. But
thank you.
Certainly to top things up for you. Margaret, thank you very much.
Thank you.
For speaking to us this morning.
Thank you very much.
That's Margaret Sainoff. She is with Cambridge City Food Bank, and it's now 9:19.